The resistance and the response have almost become routine here. Scenes like this one are fueling the rage. It isn't rare for an elected official to step out of an official helicopter, but Selahattin Demirtas is not arriving for an official visit. The co-leader of Turkey's second-largest opposition party, the pro-Kurdish HDP, is being taken to prison. "Where did you take him?" supporters shouted early Friday morning as Demirtas and several other party members were rounded up. The party's other leader, Figen Yüksekdağ, is also among those arrested. "Millions of people voted for them. They won seats in parliament," she says. "Arresting them is against democracy." "If those who are elected involve themselves in terrorism," Turkey's prime minister says, "they must pay the price." The Turkish government alleges the members are supporting the PKK. That's the Kurdish military group, a group the U.S. and Turkey label a terrorist organization. But critics of the government insist these arrests are not about fighting terror.
"They don't want the equality, they don't want to negotiate, they want one nation, one identity, one religion, that is it. Whoever resists is a terrorist."
The week began with another rally. That's still going on 6 days later. A response to another round of raids and detentions, this time at one of Turkey's few remaining opposition newspapers. 9 of its journalists are accused of supporting the attempted coup. They deny the allegations and say they consistently criticized those accused of plotting to overthrow the government.
"This is not Afghanistan or this is not Syria. I mean, we still have a secular democracy, constitutional democracy."
The EU, even Turkey's close ally, the US, have said they're deeply concerned by these latest arrests. Turkey's response, at least to the EU, "Don't lecture us when we have a war on terror to fight."